Welcome, 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 Project Review with Q. Thanks for carrying over if you listened prior. So much fun. And it's time to get some work done by not working. That's my idea. Asha, are you there?
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Hi, Q.
Hi, Q. It's my favorite game show. Hi, Q.
Hi, Q.
Yeah. What a fun week we had. Wasn't that amazing to feel those projects this last week?
Oh, it was euphoric. These people are absolutely awesome.
And just know themselves. Just love watching self-realization before our very eyes and not taking anything and doing it. It's just amazing. Today we'll just take calls today. We're ready to do some presentations with some advancing projects. And so I want to give you all great encouragement that we are really working through moving these projects into our reality. It is really happening. And I want to talk about a few people that can't wait, few geographies, I'll say, that I can't wait to advance, and it's coming very, very soon. And be patient with us and keep playing with your excitement. The family in Ireland, have a good combination of complementary projects to support you. So I want to make sure you're aware that you'll know who you are, as I know you know that I know that you know. God, that never gets old. Australia, you all are a brilliant, and I've got a really nice complementary groups around the world that are going to support you. Still looking for the Queen's assistant, so I got a couple missing MIAs, some lost puppies, but keep coming in. Stay with us. Great encouragement to keep the subscriptions up. That's the way we keep in touch with you, and it's our administration support service, BBS Radio, and a way to communicate with you authentically with our vocal cords. Africa, all of you are just brilliant. It's just beautifully done, and of course. All my peeps in America, you're doing well. Got a couple of MIAs I'm looking for. There is a gentleman out of Florida who's South African. He's making tinctures. I'm still calling for him to come forward with a project. Need your help on a couple line items there. And you're brilliant at your technology you've used there. And we've got another MIA in Tennessee. I'm going to call her my great aunt, see if that rings a bell. Looking for you. And then there's a couple folks in Japan still waiting for you to call in too. You'll know who you are. But that I just wanted to just put a shout out, because when I put the intentions out, should be able to ring their bells and get them to call in. And it's another way to exercise our natural communication and manifestation process. And just by putting the intentions out through our vocal cords, they'll actually get the message even though they're not listening to this radio show. So it's brilliant technology that we all have, because I really care about talking to these people, and they'll show up. And that's how many of these people have showed up, is they just feel like doing it, and all of a sudden we're having a conversation. It always works. But anyway, Asha, that's about all I had for the housekeeping, so to speak. And I assume the questions will answer any more information needed. Do we have any callers, or is there some information you'd like to state today?
Thank you for sharing what you did. And there is one of the beautiful people in the conference calls with Wara Farm Shop. She was asking about the name of the flower on Always Beautiful post. on forthepeople.space, and I did post it underneath the picture, the name, as best I could do, so she can go find that there. Hopefully it's correct information, because I can't be sure. So, and thank you for that question. And okay, so it looks like we're ready for some callers. Let's see. Looks like, hopefully I've got the first person here. The first one is Karen from Arizona on line one.
Great day to you, Asha and Q. I love you all. Mermaid, divine blessings. Asha, I have to just quickly, you really touch me with this whole beautiful divine awakening of the truth and how you came out with what happened to Gaddafi, all of Lincoln. It just touched me. And I apologize, you guys. I'm a little nervous, and I don't know why. So I know that could be some dark energy or not my authentic self. So I'm going to try and slow down. Thank you, Q, for all that recollection and reminder. But it reminded me of a movie my husband and I saw real quick called Lion of the Desert with about William Wallace Lincoln, who was also known as Omar Mukhtar. And really, it touched me because, Q, when you brought up the repetitive nature of some of what I call, I'll interject, the dark that has done to his story over our realm, if you will, and our planet, it was very synchronistic to my, I had two projects, but one in particular really, really touched my heart, and I was touched by sitting in, if you will, able to observe the portal you talked about the conscious portal. And within a day, it all hit me what my whole light and life and love is. And I had sent in this will be my third time I sent in my project. And it's regarding divine truth. Although my project is actually called Education of Exo-Realms, is what I called it. It's connecting all life beings with heartfelt joy to what our Exo-Realms are about. And part of it, in fact, all of it, is regarding our planet, the divine truth, and other beings. And it's regarding all children. I bring up children of any and all ages that are welcome to the universal laws of what the universe is about, other beings, other dimensions, other densities, and it would be a co-creative connectivity of divine truth. And I input that about this is my third time now I sent it in, but I'm so excited about this. But Asha, you and Q and Mermaid, you brought up the divine truth. This is where I'm heading with my creation. So I'll shut up. That's it.
You don't have to shut up. Okay. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shut up. Well, how did we come up with that word anyway? Shut up. That's very, very distinct. It works too. It does work. Oh, that did not feel good. Thank you so much. So one of the ways we're observing, so you and your husband are very unique to me because I know your husband likes to stay passive. But your project's going to advance so quickly because of just the words you said. And so some of the other loose ends we have right now are taking up a little bit of our energies because we want to. We want to help a lot of people. So I see you as a very strong communicator and educator, and not forever, but you're really valuable to a lot of the other communicators that are coming through. And so I'm going to get you a nice body of complimentary resources and folks. So I do have a great visibility to you. And I consider you absolutely powerhouse way shower. And so stay tuned. Almost there. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you. Thank you. We love you guys. Your inspiration is, I can't put anything to it. It's beyond, it's unfinite. It's not infinite. So thank you. We love you all.
Love you too. You have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you, Karen. And we feel the same about you. Thank you for everything you shared. It was beautiful. We have Stella online too.
Hi, Hugh. Hi, Asha. Thank you for taking my call. And I had submitted the project Sober Living Environment / Halfway Houses. My heart is for the prisoner and to provide, you know, housing and recovery and to give their life back to them. And I haven't heard anything from you, but I heard you say, call in and let me know you submitted your project. I did that. So where do I go from here?
Thank you so much. You're in the hopper. And my incredible commander and dragon assistant will be getting a hold of you, I assure you. Stay tuned. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stella. We have Denise on line 3.
Hi there. I just have a couple questions. I did submit a project, and I have already presented my project. It was the Transcendent Healing Center. And I have a question because I've been listening to Ron Amatron, some of the different things that he had and some of the conferences that he did. And he made a comment in one of the conferences, and he mentioned that he used to utilize Reiki, but he doesn't anymore, and he doesn't recommend it because it's mind energy. And so for me, I don't know. I guess I just really wanted to know your feeling on it, because I feel like when I do Reiki, and that's part of what I want in our center amongst several other things, but it is one of the modalities. And I feel like when I do Reiki with somebody, I don't feel like it's mind energy. I feel like it's coming from my heart. Like I think to myself, like, I love you when I'm doing it. And so it confused me a little bit to hear him say that. And I realize everybody has different, you know, opinions and thoughts about it. And so I'm just curious what your feeling is on it. And then I have one more question, but I guess I'll stop there and see if, what you say.
Yeah, we'll take your other question. Yeah, thank you for your presentation. I do remember you. First of all, the healing centers that are coming in are very vast, and we're going to put you all in one conference room, and we're almost done with them. And get a we have a lot of folks, a lot of great ideas for standardizing what you may call collaboration and healing centers, and many complementary modalities. And so, thank you for being patient. It's going to move really quick, and my encouragement is to start building a pro forma that has nothing to do with money. So the next step and the advances that we will want to help you with is to create the topics of advancement you want to see. I need construction guys. I need architects. I need materials, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing about means of exchange, though. So that's my encouragement with your project, because I need a lot of momentum now. We'll need a lot of momentum now for envisioning that actual healing center, as an example. Sorry to be so long-winded. And I really appreciate your presentation. Brilliant. Thank you. The Reiki is a tough one. It's a very sensitive topic because we have a lot of folks there. But you said one key thing. I think I'm delivering love, is what you said. Is that correct?
I thought I said I feel, because that's what I
feel.
I feel.
Okay.
I feel.
Okay, that's like, fine. I feel I'm delivering love. Okay, so you're still delivering something, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a play on words, a little bit of play on words. So it's a little tricky. So if you are sending someone something, that something is outside the other being, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So something outside myself is coming to heal me, right?
Well, right, but wrong. That's not the right way to do it. Right.
Okay. So somebody else is helping me heal. That's all I'm getting at. Right.
Right.
Okay. And so that's why the English language is so tricky. So here's why Reiki is really powerful short term, because you are using, for the most part, the delivery system of the body and the mind. You have to think about meeting the person, hello, sit down, and let's do some Reiki. You have to think about delivering something to them, even though it's passive, okay? As subtle as that may seem, the delta between not using your mind and your body, because you're a transmitter too, that's why Reiki works so well. You're a transmitter. The reason Reiki doesn't work very well is, notice people are coming back to you. Notice that you're never healed comprehensively because you're relying on something outside yourself. That's what we mean by it. It's not that Reiki doesn't work. Doesn't mind and manipulation of the mind is very powerful. That's why this place is so tricky, is because it's all mind energy. And so for a short term, Reiki can be very, very helpful. And certainly I am played with it many different ways. And I had a lot of optimism that I would be able to explain it in the way it works in a positive way, and I have yet to find it. So that's where I'm at. Reiki is a temporary, it's a band-aid for me. And if it's done by someone, if it's done by someone, yep, if it, because you're in the battle of the minds, you're in a body with mind power. Now, if Reiki is done with someone who's having a bad day, you can kill someone, and I'm not kidding. You could destroy their life, not just that moment, but down the road, they're going to absorb all the garbage you have. So epigenetically, when you touch people, you're giving them all your baggage. So it's very tricky how you would slow that down and stop it when you're doing Reiki. It has to be so continuous, it's very rare when you're doing Reiki that you would not have a thought. Is that a fair statement?
Oh yeah. And my intention
so that thought can,
was a bridge.
Yep, so that thought, that's right. So that thought could go into that person. That's how powerful we are. So try and do Reiki. Right. So your sessions are probably 20, 30 minutes to an hour. Try it. You prove to me you can stop thinking while you're doing Reiki. I might change my tune, but I have yet to see anybody other than myself or Ron that can do it. Hope that helps.
Right. No, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. And my thought was, with the whole thing with the healing center, is I don't feel like people will be ready to take that huge step yet to say, I can heal myself. It's my intention was, it's a bridge till we can get people there. And eventually they're not going to need the center. It's going to go away at some point, which I'm totally fine with.
That's why I appreciate your presentation, because you're aware of it. You're like, because you know you've done self-healing. Now, here's my request for all the healers. How do we teach that? How do we educate that modality of self-healing? It's tricky messaging, isn't it? And at the same time, solve some problems, to your point, in the meantime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that's why the healing centers are so important to me too. Is we got to take great care going forward and that's why I'm taking a little extra time with this. Is we've got enough people around the globe now where we can standardize some modalities where we can really get some work done that we work. So as an example, I have people that are commanding their spirit to heal and balance their body, and they call me up and say, I never need another white coat again. This is awesome. And other people go, this doesn't work. And so there's a doctor's opportunity right there is, why does it work for one and not the other, is now the healing modality potentially, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I want to share with everybody. And I know everyone has that ability. So yeah, bear with us. This is going to be fun. And so to have 100 of you on one conference call is what I'm aiming for, so we can get some of these topics out in the fold and really start doing the work. The real work is coming, everyone. So getting everybody aligned is what I want to do for you. And my great love to you. Any other questions?
Yeah, can I ask you one more? I'm curious if this is what you were talking about before when you were talking about soul traps. And I do some disinvestigating and reading into shamanism. And I stumbled across where he had mentioned that souls can become trapped when they die, if they die like maybe a violent death, or if they're heavily sedated when they die. And I was curious, is that the same type of a soul trap as what you're talking about with the whole recycling center? Or is that something completely different? And is that even real? Do you understand my question?
So the nimbleness of us, everything can be real. We're so capable of being, creating dualistic point we would like. And then, of course, we have some nefarious folks that want to keep us. That's why everyone's still alive. They don't want you dead. They want you to keep believing that you're a human and not knowing you're a spirit. So I'm good with this, most of the words you said there, but there are silos and groups of folks that when you do leave the body, which you do every night when you're sleeping, they want to get you to come back around again, not knowing that you can leave. That's where I'll leave it at. My suggestion here with this type of human is we take a 2-week vacation and come back and clean the place up. So that's my suggestion, because you've got so much diversity in your statement. You got a really active group. Here's what they don't want you to know. You can leave. You can leave an incredibly beautiful planet with incredible potential and all sorts of opportunity with this type of human. But you have so many choices in the universe, and you're so intelligent outside of this type of body. It's just not even a conversation. So that's my suggestion, as we take a look at ourselves and decide what we want to do here. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, that does. That does. Well, I appreciate your time. I appreciate all that you do. And yes, Asha, you literally had me in tears when you made your statement about telling the truth last time. I really appreciate that. So thank you both.
Thank you, Denise. We really appreciate you. Okay, we have Paul on line 4.
Q, I am so very excited to say hello, and I'm nervous. I'm sweating. I actually just finished watching an episode of Cops. My question is this. What did the triangle say to the circle?
I missed that. Could you ask your question again, please? Is that okay?
What did the triangle say to the circle?
This sounds like the Snell. This sounds like the Snell guy. What did the
Snell? You're pointless.
Okay, so you're haggling with us today. How can I help you? Beautifully done. I think that was it, Asha. He just wanted to take pot shots at us. Bravo. We got a radio show host in the making here, I think.
Thank you, Paul. Okay. This says, possibly the great aunt on line 5.
Oh, hey, you guys. Q, I don't know if I'm the one, but this is Auntie.
Okay, prove it.
Oh, how do I prove it? Oh, my gosh. Nope, can't prove it. You're supposed to know it or not. So okay. That's all.
That's what they say about me. Do you have a project with us?
I do. So I wasn't sure if, you know, I was the auntie you wanted to hear from or not, but I haven't heard from you all. I have sent in, you know, the several requests saying, hey, guys, is it in the junk pile, whatever. But, you know, I'm patient because I know you all have a lot going on. So I only called because you said auntie, and I thought, oh, that might be me. Okay.
Okay, very good. Let's see. What type of project do you have?
It would be in the health category, triage for victims of war.
Okay, and you haven't presented yet? I don't remember you presenting.
No. Okay, no, I haven't heard from you all. No.
You all. I love that. What does that mean, by the way? You all.
It means y'all.
No one can give me a straight answer. Yep, you're in the hopper. We'll get to you. Forgive us. We are having so much fun with so many people, and you're going to compliment a lot of folks. Thank you so much. Any other questions for me?
No, take care. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
My love to you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Thank you for the call. And Kristen reminded us last week that please keep checking your recycling bin, because she sent out a whole bunch of invitations and didn't hear anything back from people. And also, we're moving into collaboration, so we're focusing on the people we have with a significant amount of time as well. So we apologize if it slows down a little bit with new projects. So thank you for your call. We have Shane on line 6.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello. Hey, man, how are you doing? Thank you. So we had a conversation today for about an hour long, just communicating between us. And I think the purpose of what we discussed was the purpose for the call today with you and I would be, helping others understand the main purpose of what you're doing or what we're doing here as healers. It's not so much about the money, but it is about helping people get past the material things in life to be able to access their consciousness the way they need to move forward. Does that make sense?
You remember, yeah, please keep going.
We had that conversation today.
Keep going.
So you have, right. Basically, what we spoke on, and actually, I don't know if Star realizes it, but she, from last week, we actually, today, she was a part of it. And what people need to realize is it's learning how to release the material things of the third dimension where we're at, of what we need. And understanding that, you know, everybody, and I understand it because I'm the same way, but I'm getting through it. So it's more of, I worry, you know, when things get rough, you got to pay your car note, you have to do this, you have to do that. All of that is a part of a world where we're not going to. And what Q and I have discussed today for a long time, and a few others, Ron was on that as well. And what we discussed was, being able to stop worrying is the toughest part for people, and having faith. So once you start feeling that connection, when you start feeling it, then you start having full faith. And what the problem I see that people could have here, Q, is what we discussed today was people are waiting for just this light to be kicked on, and it's not going to work that way. It's all in within us, and it's all within our head. It's all within our mind. We're so powerful, and once you finally start getting it, because trust me, I went through it. You and I talked. I'm from Alabama. I think you called me the Irishman on our conference on our project review. But people need to realize it's not about the dollar. It's not about money to get money to do your projects. It's about helping others constantly get to where we can ascend to the new world. Basically, would you say that's what we discussed today? It's helping others. We're all light bodies. We're all healers. We're all capable of doing this. It's just a matter of getting it. You basically have to reprogram your mind not to let things bother you. That has a sense. And that's where you and I discussed today, because you're my counselor, of course, for the project for move going forward. You know, we discussed, you know, my redemption and everything. We discussed moving forward, how we already had our redemption meeting, Q. But people don't realize that. Does that make sense? And so what we talked about today was, you're like, I want you to call in. I want you to talk and kind of have a different perspective of where people need to start changing their mindsets a little bit at. Because trust me, I was there, you know, and the transition that we're going through right now is tough enough, but it's not going to be a switch you turn on. I mean, it's all within us. And if you're making it all about the money and not about yourself, you're just not going to make it, is what we discussed today. Would you agree?
Brilliantly, brilliantly done. Thank you so much for having faith in yourself. It takes some bravery to talk like that, doesn't it?
Well, it takes knowing.
There we go. So knowing, bravery of your faith, if you will. Yeah, it's just so awesome to hear you speak and feel your energies. So the vision capabilities we have is what Project Review with Q is about. I'm not creating another clubhouse for you. We have a lot of people already advancing quickly because they're better. You're a great example because they're already envisioning the outcome, the deliverable. They're already at the end of the game without a hindrance. There's no boundaries. And so, as an example, the perpetual gardeners, the container gardener, and the evolutionary gardeners, they're all coming together now and to standardize how we can distribute this. Now, they're advancing quick because they've already seen it in their mind's eye from their heart. And brilliantly spoken about, and that's what you said to me today, and I applaud you. And so how do we explain this maybe more efficiently than we're talking? How do we share with others, as I see you, as a great tool to do that?
So my suggestion is, and I want to say this again, we discussed this today already. So that's what I want people on the line to hear is, just because we went on the phone didn't mean we didn't talk. It's all about communicating through your heart and your heart space. But what I suggest, and it's going to be really tough for people, and I think I've discussed this with you before. I think this is where, you know, Ron Giles with the Loved One Society, where he comes in, is we're so caught up in the worries of our everyday life that it prevents us from becoming better. I guess that would be the term that I would use. It prevents us from, it's the traumas in your life. You know, like the caller before, she wanted to open, she wanted to start something for, you know, military people that's got trauma. You know, trauma can prevent you from accelerating to where we are right now, where we're going to right now. Does that make sense? So, It's the worries, the car payments, it's the relationships that you're fighting with. Sometimes you just got to let those relationships go if they're a distraction to you. At some point, people have to realize that what's more important. I'm not saying people need to let their relationships like completely go, but what I'm saying is people are so caught up in fighting with their spouse all the time, and they're always distracted by third dimensional problems. They'll never be able to get to the next dimension. So what I suggest people do is that are on this journey, because look, if they're on this line, they're already started, right? We talked about that. So if they already started you, so the thing is, coming from me and my trials and tribulations that I've been going through, which I've been going through it for 6 years, I didn't realize when it started, but now I'm at such a humble place, a peaceful place. I let my ego go. I let my I accept humility. I accept things for what they are. You're going to have problems in everyday life here. And if you let those problems bother you to the point where you worry about them all day, well, that's where the manifestation comes in at. And that's what's going to prevent you from being able to get the outcome that our purpose is for you. To be honest with you, I mean, you and I vibrate on a lot of the same frequencies. I think Ron and I, we vibrate on a lot of the same frequencies. And I hate to say it, I would like to get to know that lady Star we spoke to on last week. She really made a connection with me as well. But that is where we need to go. Like, so in reality, this is what my project is. It is to help heal people and guide them through their trials and tribulations. The problem is going to be, the one thing I do know that we discussed is we're all natural healers. So if we're vibrating at a high energy, when we're around someone that's not at such a high energy, we can actually activate them a little bit without them even knowing it. Would that make sense to you for the callers?
Yeah, that's outstanding. And now, for me, we'll move on to another call there, Asha, just to be fair to the other people on there. Forgive me for stopping you. I could talk to you all day.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. And it's just brilliantly put together. It's so simple. That's what makes it so tricky. And that's why these healing groups are so important to me, because we have a million healers on the planet, and we can start off by just being consultants for the next healers and the next healers, and show them how we did it as an example, and learn in concurrence with our awareness coming back into us. So thank you so much for the call, and Asha, I'll defer to you.
Thank you, Q, and thank you, Shane. We have Donna on line one.
Hello?
Hi, Donna. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. I just wanted to share something fun that's happening with my project. It's just a fun thing. There's been a... Okay, my project is the Sequoia Center, and it basically is animal communication, education, gardening, and whatnot. So anyway, I just live in town in a house, you know, with a little backyard, and I planted a garden, which has been doing really well. But I've been communicating with the beings that have been coming in, because they've just been flooding in. I mean, bees moved in, and birds are everywhere, and all these beautiful dragonflies. It's become kind of magical. But what happened a couple days ago, time is escaping me, there was the shift in my perception of the way I was communicating, I guess, if that makes any sense. Words are going to be dumb, so I'm sorry. Anyway, the shift was that I realized I could collapse, or I had collapsed somehow the process of communication from me to these other creatures. It's as if it just collapsed and it just disappeared. There was no need for any getting in a zone or going through any kind of process to get there. I just walked outside and perceived all kinds of communications without any process at all. It was really fun. It's like, and even the air around me is different, if that makes any sense. The air is usually, it feels grainy and staticky, like, you know, because there's photons and whatnot floating around, and you can kind of feel it and sense it.
but it's now soft. So it doesn't feel like there's any, what's the word I'm trying to come up with? Any kind of boundary or anything to get through. I hope I'm making any kind of sense right now. So
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Now, okay. could we standardize how you did it versus when you couldn't do it is my assumption. So I'm always looking for ways to communicate. Forgive me for being flip maybe or come across as arrogant, but I've always been able to do it and knowing mm-hmm. everyone else can do it too. So I never really had, oh my gosh, now I can do it moment when I communicate with animals and plants. So could you hang your hat on one thing you did or observed? So much of the animals, so I'll give you the animals' point of view mm-hmm. when they communicate with me. Why is it you can't do it? I mean, this is how you do it. So they're confused too. They don't understand why we can't. So dolphins, as an example, they would never be able to have this conversation with you because they've always done it, as an example. Is there something you did or something you changed about you that now made you more aware, or how did it work for you?
Well, I think the point I'm trying to make really badly is that I didn't do anything. I did nothing. And what happened was the process collapsed. It's as if there was a shift into another dimension, and I hate that terminology, but into another space where any process, any perceived pushback was just not there. And I don't know what, I don't think I did anything. I'm trying here, Q. I'm sorry. I think what really
okay. Let me help you real quick. We're going to run out of time.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Okay. So here's what you can definitely. By no means do I want to put beliefs in you, but when you hang out more with animals, guess what happens? You're hanging out with animals.
Right.
And flowers and vegetation. And what are they? They're higher frequency beings. That's what I would hang my hat on, at least, is the more you participate in high frequency things, you get it. Does that make sense?
Right, right. That makes total sense. Thank you for those words.
Okay, we've solved the world problems. and we can all go back to the we can just go back to the garden now. We don't have to do the radio shows. I'll see you out on the boat. See you in the ocean trek. Thank you for your call.
Absolutely.
Are we done, Asha? We run out of time?
We ran out of time. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Okay. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
You too.
And all everyone listening today, thank you. Keep on top of us. Just keep with us. I assure you, things are moving quickly. Your universe is trucking. You guys are very powerful. And this is the most powerful this type of human's ever been. More capable. A lot of speed now. Have fun. Have absolute fun today. And never stop having fun. My great love to you. Asha, thank you so much for helping me. And the team behind me, thank you so much. I can't do this without you and so many others. Can't wait for this to grow and grow. My love to you.
Thank you, Q. And thank you, Christopher and Kristen and everyone listening. I'm sorry we didn't get back to all the callers today, but call back next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.